I was in a lousy mood anyway as I walked through the grocery store parking lot, and then I saw the T-shirt for about the 100th time. It's bright orange. On the front is a Pig Latin-like phrase suggesting a certain swear word in its condemnation of my alma mater, the University of Michigan. On the back is a statement equating the city in which the University of Michigan sits, Ann Arbor, with an occupation some say is the oldest ever. I like to think of myself as a free speech proponent, but I'd gleefully agree to be the one to weave all of the nation's nasty T-shirts into fashionable rag rugs. And not only is my definition for nasty quite broad, I also have good color sense, so I gather up not just the orange ones, but those for a certain restaurant chain and all that picture scantily clad women, among others. I've tried to share my T-shirt concerns with friends. You can't legislate fashion sense, they've cautioned. And that's true in a way. But a lot of our ability to tell other people what they can and cannot wear depends on who or what is doing the restricting and exactly what is being restricted. Take secondary schools, for example. The United States Supreme Court says that students have some First Amendment rights, but that the special characteristics of the school environment can lead to certain restrictions there that would otherwise be unconstitutional. So it was perfectly fine when the fashion police, armed with school values that celebrate human dignity, ticketed a New Jersey student who wore a Marilyn Manson T-shirt and a California student who chose a T-shirt condemning homosexuality. The fashion police certainly don't always win. One school went a little too far when it banned shirts that lauded rednecks, as but one example. But the Cops du Couture have had some success beyond the schoolhouse doors as well. A shopping mall in Ohio could force a man wearing a T-shirt with a vulgar phrase on it out the door because the court found the mall was private property and the security guard had the power to censor under those circumstances, even though the wearer said that he'd purchased the shirt at the same mall. Courts have also sided with employers when employees wear clothing to work bearing phrases that express their dissatisfaction with working conditions. A fashion tip for employees: shirts that complain of a hard-working environment or those that question how much the employer truly cares have been found to be fashion no-nos in a legal sense. And you'll clearly make the worst-dressed list if you wear a T-shirt with a vulgarity on it to court. Sure, in one case, a higher court found the punishment too harsh when a trial court judge threw a courtroom spectator in jail for wearing a shirt repeating a vulgar term. Still, it wrote that the judge had every right to force the spectator out of his courtroom, just not from there and into custody. Okay, I know that there's no real law-based way to stop college students from wearing what some would say are merely good-natured anti-rival sentiments on their shirts. It's true that I can't use law to penalize this sort of fashion sense. Besides, I can't be a hypocrite. Which brings me to my final point. Oh, how I hate Ohio State. I'm Amy Guida.